Charles W. Staunton proudly presents The Towers of Power, a supernatural thriller based on the biblical war between good and evil. This book is the first of 8 in the Red Dragon series. Narrated by Keith L. O'Brien. Audio editing and special effects by Tom Gager at Real Musician Pro. The story was created in 1980. Copywritten in 2009. Released in 2020. Tome 1. The Antichrists. Scrolls 1 through 8. First Scroll, Scott Miller. Second Scroll, Rocket. Third Scroll, Watched. Fourth Scroll, Brother's Death. Fifth Scroll, Steel Bridge. Sixth Scroll, Dark World. Seventh Scroll, Lipton. Eighth Scroll, Scrolls of Lucifer. An unsuspecting young man finds himself a pawn in the biblical conflict between good and evil. Thrown into the nuclear aftermath of World War III, he struggles to survive a host of ever-present post-apocalyptic horrors. It is a world ruled by the fifth Antichrist, in which children are forced to kill one another for his enjoyment. Demons, beasts, catacombs, and death are just some of the terrifying elements this young man must endure to stay alive, as he attempts to find a way back home. To make matters worse, he learns his existence within this dark world isn't accidental, and the fate of all humankind is in his hands. But what can he do? This is the most feared Antichrist to ever walk the earth. I am that I am. In the beginning, God walked upon the vast oceans of darkness, and he walked into the spheres of time, but he walked alone. As sadness touched his heart, he placed his right hand inside his body and withdrew it. The blood from his heart trickling through his mighty fingers to fall upon the universe. Life was created. Seeing this to be good, God placed his hand back into his body. However, this time he removed one of his ribs. Blowing gently upon it, he birthed his very first angel, one he would name Metatron, the guardian of life. This powerful seraphim stands at the gates of heaven and reads the names of the dead from the Book of Life. This angel is charged with the placement of souls, whether it be in heaven or hell. Once again, our Heavenly Father placed his hand inside his body, withdrawing not one, but two ribs. He held one in his right hand, the other
Sample complete. Ready to continue?